Okay, Juana, for this next story, I want you to imagine smashing your face into snow.
I would rather not.
Yeah, me too. Sounds unpleasant, right?
It does.
Well, imagine that you had to do this over and over again in order to eat. That's what this time of year is like for Arctic and red foxes. They hunt for rodents by plunging into the snow headfirst. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports on how they manage to do that without getting hurt.
Sunny Zhang is a researcher at Cornell University. He'd been studying how some birds manage to plunge from the air into the water to catch fish. And then he thought, what if the water was not liquid? What if it was snow?
Snow is somehow very complex but interesting material that exhibits both solid and fluid properties.
Like a solid, it can be compressed into, say, a snowball. But like a fluid, it can also flow. If you sweep your hands through snow, it moves around your fingers.
So snow has the two different behaviors depending on how you're going to deal with the snow.
This made him wonder how foxes deal with snow when they dive into it. He and some colleagues collected a bunch of nature videos that showed foxes hunting. A fox starts by listening carefully, turning its head right and left to hone in on where the rodent is under the snow. Then the fox will leap up high and dive down headfirst, plunging so deep, just its hind legs and tail will be sticking out. This all happens pretty quickly.
We estimate the diving speed is around 2 to 4 meters per second.
That's like 8 miles per hour. You would not want to hit a solid surface at that speed. Zhang suspected that the long, pointy snout of foxes might minimize the compression of the snow.
So since they have a very sharp snout, they can shear the snow. The snow behaves like a fluid, and they can reach deep into the snow.
He and some colleagues tested this idea using models of skulls. They made them by running a bunch of skulls in museum collections through a 3D scanner, different fox species, plus animals with more flattened faces like bobcats and lynxes. They then used 3D printers to make replicas of these skulls, studied them with sensors, and tested them. They were in upstate New York. In winter, that's a very snowy place.
So that's how we can just study by dropping this 3D printed skull into the snow.
The skulls were dropped into the snow in a controlled way, of course. The results got published earlier this year in a science journal. They show that a long, slightly curved fox snout does indeed reduce impact forces. This fascinated other scientists who study skull shape. Rachel Rosten is a comparative anatomist with the Seattle Children's Research Institute. She says normally the skulls of mammals are mostly thought of as housing and protecting sensory organs. Most variation is just in, say, the position of the eye sockets.
And so I think anytime we see the skull and the head sort of being used for a different purpose sort of catches our attention.
She says some mammals burrow through soil or swim through the water, but snow creates a very different kind of challenge, one that foxes seem well-equipped to handle. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.